How did you view
it? I would have to say yes. I mean, I couldn't go any further without mentioning the sort of apprentice association thing. Whilst I'd been an apprentice, the guys decided that I was the best guy to run their apprentice association. And it was enormously successful. And we did all sorts of obtuse things, apart from obviously the sport teams that we put out. We did things like the 24-hour pedal car race at Bedminster in Bristol. We did 24-hour hitchhike races down at Bournemouth. I can remember sitting at Alton in Hampshire in the middle of an island at sort of 3 a.m, no traffic. We're sitting there waiting to hitchhike down to Bournemouth and hearing this fan go off. Thinking, I wonder what that is at this time of the morning. And then the sweet smell of donuts and bread. It was the local baker. So we went round there and told him what we were doing. And he said, hey, you can take those with you. And we had these masses of donuts and whatever.
That's the sort of thing that would be popular with apprentices,
absolutely,
isn't it?
Absolutely. And we eventually managed to get to Ringwood. And we thought, well, we've had enough of this. We caught a bus to Bournemouth to cheat. But it was good fun, and it was a great organisation. But as a result of being head of the Doughty Apprentices, I was asked to run what was called Joint Apprenticeship, which was the other companies around Gloucester and Cheltenham who had apprentices. And in those days, there were great numbers of apprentices in lots of companies. And it included Walker Crosweller, Fielding and Platts, Telly Hoist, the list is endless, Smiths. And we would have joint apprentice association meetings, of which I was chair for the best part of 18 months. Subsequent to that, I was asked to run Cheltenham Youth Trust because I represented, if you like, the apprentices of Cheltenham and Gloucester. And I went on to Youth Trust, and I set up the Pavilion Club, and I was booking bands at the Town Hall, and all sorts of things. I was here, there, and everywhere. And in work, I was extremely fortunate because I was chairman of the apprentices, I could go all around the factories. And whenever I went into a department with a senior manager, and they knew I was coming, they used to always say to me, here comes Doughty's emissary, because I used to go here, there, and everywhere. Because all you would have to do, even though you were doing your job, you'd say, oh, I need to pop over and see so-and-so at mining, and I'd just get in the car and go over there.
That sounds great.
It was freewheeling, really.
Why not?
You know, it was done for the right reasons,
sure.
But, you know, there were certain lengths to which you went, where you could get away with murder, and I did on occasions, I must be honest.